Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the season that we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Help us to enjoy the precious moment of realizing that God become man and live among us. Lord, as we spend some time on your word, we ask for the blessings of your Holy Spirit. Speak in us. Speak with us. Speak in spite of us. May your voice be heard. May our hearts be touched. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. I entitled a sermon this morning, "The Best Christmas Greeting is the Announcement of the Birth of Jesus Christ." The best Christmas greeting is that the Son of God was born in a manger with a virgin birth. Christmas season, some people may receive happy Christmas greetings, looking forward to spend time with families and friends, exchange gifts. Some may not. Some may experience Christmas at times that sadness, sense of loss. Earlier this week, I responded to a request from my command to provide a spiritual support, moral support, to one of my fellow officer, soldier. She announced earlier this week that her scheduled wedding has canceled. I ministered to her, discovered that she just arrived, left the East Coast, and come to California a couple of months ago. Her plan was to have a great big wedding in California with where her family is. Everything's been arranged. But this week, her fiancé called her up and said that he changed his mind not to come to California. And because of the distant relationship, weird time schedule, it makes it difficult for the relationship to be continued. Sad to say, they both agreed to cancel the wedding and stop the relationship. She requests prayers, and she'd rather receive happy Christmas greetings better than sharing the sad announcement of her wedding being canceled. Our sermon this morning is the best Christmas greetings that ever be told. The Son of God has born with virgin birth. The scripture that we read this morning, Luke chapter 1. Here we discover, the Bible tells us that the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a little town called Nazareth, where there was a virgin named Mary. So Gabriel went there and revealed to Mary the news, the birth announcements of the Savior, the Son of God. Luke chapter 1, verse 31 to 34. The angel said to Gabriel, "You will be with a child. You will give him the name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. God will give him the throne of his father David, and he reign over the house of Jacob. His kingdom will never end." That's the great news, the happiest news that was given to Mary. But the Bible tells us it troubles Mary. Did you know that the announcement of the birth of Christ was the great and happiest news that makes the heavenly angels sing in the midst of heaven rejoice. It's a great news that the shepherds rejoiced to go out and find the baby child, Jesus. He excited the Magi to gather their gifts. But also, the announcement of the birth of Christ was a disturbed, alarming, threatening news to King Herod. It was a shocking, surprising news that raised political issues concerning the religious leaders. The announcement of the birth of Jesus Christ was also a scary, a sad news for the mothers that their children that had been persecuted. But when the angel said to Mary, "You will be the mother of the Son of God," it was a good news. It was too good to be true. It troubles the heart of Mary. Did you know what she said to the angels? "How could it be? How can it happen to me? How can I become a mother of the Son of God? How can I be a mother of a king that will sit on the throne of David, rule of the house of Jacob, and his kingdom will never end? How could that be?" It troubles the heart of Mary. It's too good to be true. My friend, this morning, when the angels reveal the message, the birth of Jesus Christ, it was a good news, but it was too good to be true. It disturbs, it troubles the heart of Mary. And she said, "I am just virgin from Nazareth. How could it be?" My friend, this morning, did you know, if you look at the beginning of the chapter, it's the same announcements that the same angels appeared to Zechariah, revealed to him, "God will bless your wife, Elizabeth, with a child." Did you know the response from Zechariah, the priest who served in the sanctuary? "How could that be? I'm the old man. My wife, she's old. She can never bear a child. How could that be?" The good news can be too good to be true. Did you know what happened to Zechariah? He was silent because he did not believe what the angel said, that his wife Elizabeth would bear a child. When the angels announced the Son of God would be born, it troubles the heart of Mary. It troubled the heart of Mary, not because she doesn't want to have a child, but because she realized that she's not worthy to mother the Son of God. She realized that she's just a young woman engaged to be married. How can that be? I'm not worthy. My family, this morning, I would like to submit to you, could it be the same problem that wrestled Mary, could it be a spiritual temptation that the devil will play in our mind, that we have self-pity, that we have the self-timid, that draw us to look at our flaws and our mistakes and our faults, our failure, that stop us to realize that we are the recipients of God's grace? Could it be? Could it be what bothered the mind of Mary? The same thing is the spiritual temptations. How can you become a son of the living God, a mother to mother the Son of the living God? It is a spiritual temptation to feel pity, to feel timid. That is the devil tells us we are not worthy to be the recipients of God's grace. That's, Father, the mind of Mary. My friend, this morning I would like to submit to you that from the scriptures, the revealing of the message has three observations that will help us to overcome the spiritual temptations that the devil get in our mind. We are not worthy of God's grace. First observation, it's found chapter 1, verse 28. Luke chapter 1, verse 28. I will read it for us. The angels went to Mary and said to her, "Greetings, you are highly beloved. The Lord is with you." Before the angels revealed to Mary that she would be the mother of the Son of God, the angel Gabriel assured to Mary, "Mary, you find favor in the eyes of the Lord. Mary, the Lord is with you." I was interested to just to look it out, the word favor that's usable. He actually is a direct translation, the word grace. Mary, God find grace in you. God bestow grace upon Mary. The message of the proclamations of the birth of Christ is the assurance that we find favor in the eyes of God. God bestows grace on us. Unmerited love of God will not deserve. Mary, you find favor in the eyes of God. Did you know most of the time we forget to realize that we have grace, that God finds grace in the eyes, we find grace in the eyes of God. That we need to realize that when we focus that God has found favor in us, we don't look at our flaws. We don't look at our timids. We can experience and realize, yes, we are the candidates or the recipients of God's grace. The first use of the word grace is mentioned in the Bible is the experience of Noah. Noah, the story of the flood. Book of Genesis, chapter 6. It mentioned there that when God looked upon the earth and he discovered the heart of man was filled with evil, was filled with corrupted and wickedness. Interesting to read that chapter. That God repent. That God feels sorry that he created man on earth. And he decided to wipe them out with the flood because the evil in the heart of man get up to the throne of God. But verse 8 says, but Noah find what? Noah find grace, find favor in the eyes of God. Verse 9 says, Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people, and he walked with God. My friend, this morning, when the message proclaimed to Mary, you will be the mother of the Son of God, the angel assured to Mary that you will find favor in the eyes of God. The proclamation of the birth of Christ is a message that God has favored, received favor in us. We must believe it. Mary said to the angels, I am the servant of God. May it be according to what the angel said. My friend, this morning, to have grace in the eyes of God, we must walk humbly in submission to the ways of the Lord. We must live our life righteously in obedience to the principle of grace. The Bible say very little about the background of Mary. But no doubt, Mary
was willing to submit herself humbly to walk with the Lord and to live righteous according to the principle of God. God find grace in us. If you remember what happened to Noah. Noah preached 120 years. People came and ridiculed to criticize, discouraged Noah. He was not timid. He was not self-pity. Because he found grace in the eyes of God. And he got to build the ark. What the devil played the mind game in us, that we are not worthy of God's grace. That we are not worthy, that we are people of evil mind, is a spiritual temptation that we can overcome by claiming and have the assurance that we find favored in the eyes of God. The other observations I would like to share with you to overcome the spiritual temptations of being timid that lead us to see our human flaws and our human failure, it stops us from seeing the grace of God. It's found in the proclamations when the angel says to Mary that you will be with the child, that you will give him the name Jesus. The angel said, you must accept the incarnated birth of the Son of God. We must experience the reality of the birth of Christ in us. When Mary received the announcement, she wondered in her heart, how can the Son of Man that was existed before the creation, how can be the Son of Man existed before the creation, become a baby and born of virgin birth? It's too much for Mary to imagine, to understand, to comprehend. How can the Son of God become a baby and born in a manger? How could that be? The answer, no one understands. But the angels assured Mary. You know what the angel said to Mary? That when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, when the Holy Spirit overshadows you, that's when the humanity joined with the divinity of Christ. When the Holy Spirit of God, when the Holy Spirit of God comes and overshadows us, we can experience the incarnated birth of Christ in our hearts. It's a truth that's hard to imagine. But my friends, the angel Mary, don't worry. The Holy Spirit of God will make it possible. For with God, everything is possible. I would like to pursue, how can we have the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit so we can experience the birth of Christ in our hearts? I would like to point it out to you, the upper room experience of the disciples in the day of the Pentecost. The upper room experience of the disciples. The Bible tells us they were there fasting and praying. Their hearts were knit together in one mind, in one accord, confessing each other, and the sense of unity comes together. And the Bible tells us, and the Holy Spirit came down like fiery tongue on them. They were ordinary people, become extraordinary people. They would perform signs and wonders because they were filled with the Holy Spirit. When Mary asked the question, how could it be that the Son of God can incarnated in the womb of the virgin birth? The angel said, when the Holy Spirit comes and filled and overshadow you, you will experience the reality of the birth of the Son of God. He can rule in the house of Jacob. His kingdom will never end. The announcement, Jesus will be born, is a good news to us that God's grace has given unto us. It's a good news that we can experience the reality of the birth of Jesus Christ by allowing the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts and our mind. And it says, he will set his throne on the throne of David. The spiritual timid, the spiritual self-pity that we are unworthy of God's grace can be overcome knowing when we experience the birth of Christ in our hearts through the amazing downpouring of the Holy Spirit. And lastly, Mary asked the questions, how can it be? How can it be? My friend, this morning the angel said, Mary, you better believe it. It is true. You better believe it that the incarnated birth of Christ is a reality, that it's true. You better believe it. Family, this morning, we can experience the reality of the birth of Christ having the assurance that God finds favor in us. We can experience the reality of the birth of Christ knowing that the Holy Spirit can bring it all together and help us to understand the mystery of the grace of God revealed in the birth of Christ. The birth of Christ established the kingdom of grace, access to the kingdom of glory that will never end. And the angel said, you better believe it. It is true. The story was told about a little girl. Her name is Emmy. Emmy suffered with cerebral palsy. She's a third grader. She went to school, tries to round the corner, and one of the sixth grader ran, rushing to his class and run into her. This sixth grader got up, looked at little Amy, and he teased her, imitating how Amy walked, how talk, because she suffered with cerebral palsy. Each day go by, Amy experienced ridicules. People make fun of her at school. She went home very sad. Her mother realized something wrong with Amy. She was very down. So she tried to cheer her up. Sweetheart, I know you have a bad day at school, but I would like to let you know there is a Christmas wish list contest. It's been promoted by the local radio stations. They're inviting children all over the nations and our local community to enter into this Christmas wish contest. Why don't you write a list and give it to the radio station? You may be the winner of this contest. Emmy convinced to write a Christmas wish for the contest. That evening, she did not eat with the family. She sat on the side and writing her Christmas wish.
The father said to his wife, I knew what Amy's on the top of her list, probably asking for a coloring book or a nice baby doll. Amy did not reveal what's in her letter. But when Amy's wish list, Christmas wish, arrived to the radio station, the manager opened it up, and here's what she wrote. Dear Santa, my name is Amy. I am 9 years old. I have a problem at school. Can you help me, Santa? Kids laugh at me because of the way I walk and run and talk. I have cerebral palsy. I just want one day where no one laughs at me or makes fun at me. Love, Amy. The manager took the letter and looked at it for minutes. And he thought to himself, how can this wish become true? He picked up the phone and called the newspaper, shared the letter. They talked about cerebral palsy, the disease that affects people's muscular muscles and make them talk differently and walk differently. So they write an article about it. They went to Amy's house and take pictures of her and put it in the front page of the local newspaper. It became the talk of the town. To respect, to honor the integrity of the people who suffer with cerebral palsy. The mayor of the town make it as December 21st as a day to observe and name it Amy Hagerton to respect people who are disabled. That they deserve respect, they deserve integrity, they deserve to be treated with warmth and love. My family, this morning, Amy's wish was granted, was given. My family, this morning, our wish to be accepted in the throne of grace, yes, it's given because the Son of God was born in the demonstrations of the grace of God unto us. Our request is given because Jesus, we can experience the reality of the birth of Christ when we are saturated with the power of the Holy Spirit. And my family, this morning, you better believe it. It is true. That's what the announcement of the birth of Jesus Christ. The great Christmas greeting ever. The birth of Jesus Christ is assurance that God has given us grace. We can experience the reality of the birth of Jesus Christ in our heart. He can rule, He can reign in our hearts. Believe it, it is true. Best Christmas greeting ever given unto us. As we meditate on this word, I pray that may this Christmas a time that we can sit down and realize how fortunate, how lucky we are that we have the grace only through the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, sometimes we may wonder, how can it be? But thank you, dear Lord, as we study the word, you remind unto us, we have the assurance of salvation through grace in the life of Jesus Christ. Thank you, dear Lord, for the experience of the birth of Jesus Christ, again, we can experience in our hearts. Thank you, dear Lord, you promise unto us, we can count on it. It is true. May this season be a time that we acknowledge the gift you have given unto us. May this time that we bring our lives in tune with your grace. Bless your people today. Bless the Sabbath. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen.